This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 263, how 1 hour of Three Keys VIP feedback can add 1 point to your writing score. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. In today's episode, hear the story of a student who met with me for just 1 hour, and I raised her writing score by finding one huge mistake she was making and telling her how to fix it immediately. Yo, Jessica, what's going on? Hey.
Oh my God. So we just got back from a camping trip.
Oh, that's yesterday. Right. That's right. I forgot you were there. How was that?
Oh my gosh. It was amazing. It was so fun. Mm. So we had the yurt, like we talked about the yurt last week or whenever we talked about it. And it was super fun. Oh, and there was like a family that had the yurt next to us. So there was like little kids for James to play with.
Awesome.
We just took like really long walks on the beach, and Ozzy just was the happiest dog in the universe, jumping in and out of the waves and like frolicking in the sand.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was so cool. And then, so the morning we left, we took like a long, like treasure hunt, walk on the beach. And then I just wanted to make the trip back like a road trip type adventure. So we went to a new town and a new beach. And then we went to this place called the Devil's Churn. Mm. And it's like this big crevice between two mountains, and the ocean washes in and creates all these like crazy waves and like loud booms and stuff. It was so awesome. Like, found this little coffee shop and got scones and found another beach and had a picnic. And I don't know. It was so cool.
That's so cool. It sounds like such a nice like midweek vacation. I love it. That's so cool.
Oh, it was awesome. It was the best.
That's so cool.
And I'm like so camping motivated now. Mm. As soon as we finish recording today, I'm jumping on Craigslist and I'm going to find all the secondhand camping stuff I can.
Awesome. That's so cool. I'm excited to camp this summer too. Camping is what it's all about. You feel so good with the campfire, just being outside. It's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, it's the best feeling. I could just live camping all summer. I think I'd be happy.
Yeah, I think I would like it. I think I could like take, you know, get like a real bed like one night a week, and then the other nights I'd be okay camping.
Totally. Yeah, for sure. Do you have any camping plans for the summer yet?
Oh yeah, I do. I have some great camping plans for the summer. I'm going to be traveling across the US, and I'm going to be camping part of the time, right? Because staying in hotels is kind of expensive. So yeah, I'm going to be doing a lot of camping. I got my brother's camping chairs and his camping cook set and a tent and all sorts of good stuff.
Oh my God, that's going to be so awesome. Hey, you could camp on the Oregon coast.
I will. I'm pretty sure I will. My plan. Actually, this episode comes out around mid-June, so I should be near Oregon as we speak. But let's see if all goes okay.
Oh, so fun. Okay. So this morning I had a sort of last minute class with a student from our course, because her test is tomorrow. As we're recording it, it's a Friday as we're talking. And our listeners know that we record in advance, obviously, of when we publish the podcast. So her test is tomorrow. And I think it was just a case of like last minute nerves. Mm. So we met this morning, and I thought I'd share with our listeners some of the advice that came out of that, because I think it would apply.
No, that would be excellent. So what was the story there? What happened during that session?
So she's a very high-level student, okay? Really high-level, like no problem, got an overall 8 the last time she took IELTS. Wow. But the thing is, she got a 6.5 in writing, and she needs at least a 7 in all categories. So that was the sticking point. Yeah. And just by reading like 2 paragraphs of her essay, I could see right away what was holding her back. And this happens a lot, especially with like really high level students that have lots of good ideas and are super clever. The thing is, like, they want to fit all of these ideas into the body paragraphs, just like all of them, just every idea, just put it in there. Guys, remember, IELTS, it's not about your ideas. It's about how you express the ideas. Right?
Okay.
It's not a list. You're not bullet pointing these things. It's being able to explain something clearly and strongly.
Yes.
And the only way we could do that is by being choosy. Really just go with the, if this is your problem, right? Then don't brainstorm too much. That's the first thing. Like, we always tell students just to write down everything they think of, but that's not the case here because then you want to put it all in. So, what I told her, I was like, we need to personalize this strategy, right?
Yeah.
So what you need to do is just write down the first reason you think of and then focus on examples and details about that one reason.
Okay.
Don't keep going.
I love that. I love that. I know a lot of our success stories have said, like, don't think too much, right? And that this is kind of a symptom of a high level student who's already very articulate in English. And so these ideas are flowing in, a very smart person, probably. The ideas are there. And I love the idea that you said, Jessica, of personalizing the strategy, because when the students are in our course, they have a chance to go through the strategy. But guys, if you upgrade, you get to work with Jessica and she can personalize your strategy for your highest score. I love that idea. When you join 3 Keys IELTS, you get to join our Facebook group, and instantly you have more than 200 people supporting you, encouraging you, and helping you with difficult questions. Even Jessica Beck, who's our head teacher here at 3 Keys IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get your daily study plan now. Very cool.
Yeah, and this has happened before with these sort of last minute classes where the students are super nervous, and it's always been really high level students, and they are, you know, they're super clever, and they realize like, what, there's something missing. Like, why am I not feeling like I'm going to get that score that I need? And every time I am able to, like, within minutes, identify exactly what the issue is and then work on it for the rest of the hour.
That. So, that is so cool. That is so cool. And that's why. You do need to go through our course thoroughly before you work with Jessica. It doesn't make any sense. It's a waste of time just for her to repeat the strategies to you. You can learn the strategies in the video lessons, but working with Jessica is for personalizing and preparing it, you know, just getting ready just before the exam.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully not close to the exam. Like, because I mean, ideally it would have been perfect if she contacted me like a week ago.
I know.
And then she could have had a week to work on this stuff, but she'll be fine. So so I thought we give our listeners an example, like a good model and a bad model.
Okay.
For this.
Okay.
So there's an interesting IELTS question about like why people don't know their neighbors anymore. And this is a problem solution essay, but it's still the same idea, right? So no matter what essay you write, this outline holds true. In the body paragraphs, you have topic sentence, reason, example. That's the basic outline. But even in our course, I tell you, you don't need the second reason. The strongest way you could do this for the highest scores in the task achievement and the cohesion coherence is to state a strong reason and then support that with deep reasons and examples. Real people, real places. Right?
Yep.
A not good example for this. Like reasons why people don't know their neighbors. Okay. So we could say, the main cause of this is that people are busy. For example, my next door neighbor has 2 kids and he also has to work full time. And he spends a lot of time commuting to work and he still has to make enough money to pay his bills. Another reason is that people are too involved in social media. Right. And then like ending the paragraph there. So,
I see.
There's sort of like, there's some good examples in there, but they're a bit disjointed.
Yeah.
And they're still not super specific.
I still don't know who, like, his name or what his job is. Like, there's so much more you could tell me to make this a stronger paragraph. And then that last reason, the social media reason, is just sort of tacked on there at the end with, like, no example or anything.
Yeah. No, it's...
Yeah.
I like that. I don't like the idea of just throwing it. And here's one more example, just in case that wasn't enough. But I'm not going to go into any depth on that. That doesn't work.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you know, I see this mostly from higher level students, which is interesting because if you do that, guys, that will kill your cohesion, coherence, and task achievement scores. Mm. Like, there's no way that looks balanced and organized. Like, no way. Just doesn't, it doesn't look nice.
Yeah.
So the better example is to go deeper into that, and you don't need the second reason. I know you guys are paranoid about not having two reasons. That's why, like, you just want to tack stuff on there. But I'm telling you, if you do that, it will hurt your score. I promise. So, let me do a good example here.
Okay.
Okay. Like a 7 or higher body paragraph. So, you could say there are a variety of reasons why people don't know their neighbors today. The main one being that people are simply too busy. So I put that reason into the topic sentence, and then the whole rest of the paragraph is just supporting it. So I could say, for instance, my next door neighbor, named Bill Woodsworth.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
I know, right? That's what came to mind. I was like, I can't say that. Okay. So my next door neighbor named Bill Nye, he is supporting 3 kids, and his wife does stay home with the children. However, he is always at work. He works 40 hours a week, plus on the weekend, he has a second job driving an Uber. And this is simply because it's a necessity for him. So I'm giving you, like, exactly what his job is, how many hours he works, right? Like, really going deep into this example. Oh, and then you connect it back and you say, and for this reason, as his neighbor, I never see him because he is honestly never at home. So
I love it.
If you could paint a picture for me, and this is for speaking and writing, really paint a picture for me. That is strong support. That is how you get high scores, because you're really showing me your ideas in a strong way.
Yeah. I could really picture this Bill Nye guy and how busy his life is and how hard it is when he has to drive an Uber on the weekends and he never sees his family. I could feel for him a sense of empathy. You could really build that picture very well. And if you now went and tacked on, oh, and also it's this other reason, and you didn't go into any, it just would completely dilute the whole answer.
It would ruin it. Yeah. It would completely ruin it. It would take me out of the flow. And that's what cohesion coherence is. It's the flow of your essay. It's making it easy for the reader to understand your ideas and to keep going from idea to idea. And if you just, like, tack something on that's not connected, that it takes me out of it.
Yep.
Right? It ruins it for me.
Yeah.
But as a side note here, guys, that of course would be like a personal example which I made up, of course, but a personal example. So I wouldn't then do a personal example in the second paragraph. Okay. That's when you would make up some sort of research study, right? And then details about that. So just be careful not to do too much of the personal stuff. You should have a variety of support as well.
Okay. So now, after having met with you, Jessica, do you think that this student will definitely increase her writing score by 0.5 point or something like that? Can we imagine
that? Sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, not only was I able to pinpoint exactly what the issues were with the cohesion, coherence, and the task achievement. Like, we solved that. As long as she, you know, follows that advice, doesn't think too much or second guess herself, she'll be fine. And then not only that, but I could look at her grammar and vocab, which were great, but I could still find very specific things, 3 specific things for her to proofread for. And again, this is personal, right? Mm-hmm. 3 specific mistakes that she makes often.
Yeah.
And if she could just catch those, and she does, like, I could tell her what sentence to look at. She's like, oh yeah, that's wrong. So she could catch it herself. So I told her only look for these 3 things, and then her grammar and vocab scores will also be improved by a whole band point.
Oh my gosh. I love it. I love it. I'm hoping we'll be able to have her on the show pretty soon here.
Yeah. I hope so. Yeah.
So
that
cool.
would be great. She deserves a high score. And that's what sort of breaks my heart sometimes.
Yeah.
If I talk with these students and I'm like, you are amazing. Like, yeah. You're so smart. It's just, and that sometimes is the challenge. That sometimes is what's holding them back. So, yeah, she's going to do great. She's cool. Going to get a really good score.
Cool. So let's all learn from this student and how she's able to improve her writing from that 1 hour. And we're excited to see what happens on the test for her. Awesome. Yeah. I love it.
It's gonna very be awesome. Good. Let's go all camping. Right.
Just kidding. Yeah, let's do it and write essays, write IELTS essays, and go camping.
Yeah, that's all.
Or just
that'd
camping.
Be awesome, students. That's all you have to do this summer: just write essays and go camping. Great,
awesome. All right, Jessica, I'll see you back here soon.
All right, sounds good. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.